I'm Cherry Gregg, and welcome to this week's Studio 2 Extra. Hamilton, you know it, you love it, and it's back in Philly. The critically acclaimed musical follows the rise and fall of one of our nation's founding fathers. It blends hip-hop, jazz, and classic show tune style and was an instant phenomenon when it burst onto Broadway almost 10 years ago. The latest production opens at the Academy of Music this week, and I had the pleasure of previewing the show and sitting down with two of the stars. Tyler Fauntleroy and Lauren Maria Susse play Alexander Hamilton and his wife Eliza Hamilton. They joined me in our Philadelphia studios this week, and I started by asking them to take us back to the moment when they first experienced the magic of Lin-Manuel Miranda's hit show.
So I had been a fan of Lin for a while. I had been following his development of Hamilton as he would share updates with it for a while. And so when the soundtrack finally dropped, I was a junior in college, and I remember I was sitting in my dorm room, and I was, oh, yes, it's out. And I listened to it, and I was just stuck on my couch listening to this soundtrack, like I'm sure everybody was, you know, when the soundtrack first came out. But I was just so, so blown away by, I think the first song that gripped me was obviously My Shot, Skylar Sisters, then Wait For It. I was like, this is different, you know? For me at that age to hear music that I am familiar with, that I grew up listening to, be on Broadway and telling this kind of story in this way with people, you know, that look like me. I was like, what do I need to do to be in this yesterday? I became a super fan of it for a while, for a while in college. Me and my friends, we were all, you know, let's do this song. All right, you to be Washington. All right, I'll be Burr. You know, we were just like those kinds of fans of Hamilton. And so it's just wild to have this full circle moment to be here today. But yeah, it gripped me the first time I saw it. I was swept up by it.
I first heard it. It was like my first year of college. And I remember getting a scene study of Helpless. And I remember being like, oh my gosh, I listened to that whole soundtrack backwards, forwards, millions of times. And I obviously, Eliza was the one that I was so drawn to and I'm so lucky to play now. But even getting that scene study, I was like, I wonder if I could actually do this. Like, I wonder if this dream will come to fruition. And here we are doing it. But I mean, to feel yourself represented in terms of like voice and style and genre is so seldom for Black and brown people, I feel like. And to actually feel that through a soundtrack is insane. We didn't even see it yet. So to feel that through a soundtrack, I was like, this is different.
It was mind blowing the first time I saw it. This was the third time I saw it this week, and it still was just as thrilling. And I noticed different things that I didn't even remember existed, like the last times I saw it.
Right.
So follow-up question to you, Lauren. I mean, you had your aspirations set on playing Eliza very early on and then manifested it. How did you go from this is a dream I have to now you're on stage, full outfit, makeup, singing, singing your heart out?
I always say it's like a combination of trusting myself and then also having a little bit of Delulu. Like you really have to be like, no, I am not stopping no matter how high that hurdle is. I'm going to jump it someday and it might not happen right now, but I'm going to jump it. It's just going to happen. If I didn't have the journey I had, I wouldn't be here.
You did Disney stuff. You were doing all sorts
of things. Oh, yeah. I did the Cats National Tour. I did Aladdin. I did Six the Musical. And like, especially if I didn't do Six, I would not be here. I mean, it really shaped who I am as a performer and also my confidence as a leading lady, too.
Yeah, and you did a great job. And Tyler, you played multiple roles in Hamilton before getting Alexander Hamilton, the lead role here. What was that journey like for you?
Yeah, I think from the time I listened to it, you know, similar to Lauren, I was like, I have to do this show. You know, I don't know how, I don't know when, but like, I have to be a part of this. It was a longer audition process for me. I think the first video I submitted was in 2015, and I didn't join the company until 2023. So it was a series of callbacks and dance callbacks and self tapes. And so, last callback I'd had was in 2020, right before the pandemic. And so then, of course, everything shut down, you know, mm-hmm. so I didn't hear from them for a while. So I'd done other shows, you know, in the meantime, between time. But they call me and they're like, hey, there's an opening happening in the Philip Company for the Lawrence Philip role. And that was the one role I had probably been in for the most.
And that's the son yeah. of Alexander uh-huh. Hamilton yep. and Eliza Hamilton. Yep. Go right ahead. Yep.
Son and best friend.
If you don't know the storyline.
Yeah. So I, you know, they were like, do you want to like, are you interested in that? It's yours if you want it. And of course, I immediately start bawling. So I joined the Philip Company. And then over the course of time, I was like, oh, like, I wonder if they let me understudy another role. I debuted my understudy of Hamilton the day before Thanksgiving last year.
Mm.
And so...
and killed it.
Oh, thank you.
Did,
thank you.
Yeah, it was did a you good kill time. It? Was I wasn't good, there. But
right,
just
sure.
Saying,
but it was a great show. Felt like I got shot out of a cannon. I felt like I blinked and it was over, you know? But I was very, very proud of like what I got to do, especially that first night. And it just kept growing from there. So then they asked me, hey, do you want to play Hamilton full time on the Angelica Company? And I was like, wait, oh, mm-hmm. really? You know, so.
And so now
here we are. I said yes. And I left the Philip Company and now I'm with this new Angelica Company playing.
It's beautiful. So this production, by the way, has so many moving parts. Mm. The music. Mm-hmm. First, it's very energetic.
Yes.
It's a lot of lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
You got to memorize all those. You got to dance and jump and move around and wear these outfits. I would be hot, but y'all don't look hot. So I'm going to throw that out there. Lauren, I know you have your moments. I have some in my mind that I was like, she killed it right there.
Oh,
so what are your moments playing Eliza Hamilton that you just love?
I mean, I love Skylar Sisters in terms of it is so much joy on stage. Mm-hmm. And we're just like a little Destiny's Child, like
Thank
girls
you.
Group.
I felt that.
It's
I
so
felt
cute.
That.
I'm obsessed with it. Everyone's dancing. There's so much joy on stage. And I feel like in a show that has such a large arc and also does inevitably fall into tragedy, to soak in those moments of joy, you have to hold on to them. Mm-hmm. It also makes the tragedy all the more, you know, sad.
And that gender role, that gender dynamic. Mm, I mean,
absolutely.
The founding father, that was, first of all, founding fathers, right. just, it was just a man's world at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, some way, Eliza's story got wrapped into that. Mm. She started an orphanage, did all these things. And I just love that.
It's amazing.
It gave, you know, her a voice.
It did. I even met someone at the stage door in the last city we were in who had foster children and said when she researched the foster care system, she went all the way back and she was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know it was Eliza Hamilton. Insane.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is a beautiful legacy that came out that I did not know about until mm-hmm. I saw Hamilton. So I got to ask you, one of the things that stood out, and both of you mentioned this, is the diversity. This was a groundbreaking aspect of Hamilton as a musical on Broadway.
It's crazy. I mean, there have been other South Asian women who have played Eliza before, which is so amazing. I had some footsteps to follow. I wasn't alone. But at the same notion, we often end up being the only ones in the cast. So it's really cool to also be in a cast where there's people of all different backgrounds.
It's like 21 flavors in there.
It's
yeah.
amazing. Like, we were just celebrating Diwali and we're also celebrating the Day of the Dead with everyone. So there's so much to learn from the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you fill your cast with a diverse set of people, the worldview of the show becomes larger. Mm-hmm. And there's more vulnerable performances. There's things you notice about it that you don't normally because someone of a different background's in it and has attached or latched to something that means something to them.
Yeah.
And I think it's beautiful. It colors the stage in 5,000 different ways.
It is so wonderful seeing that. And so, Tyler, I know you talked about the diversity of this, mm-hmm. having a role that you could aspire to as a young person.
Yeah.
What does this sort of mean for your career? I mean, because you Ooh. Came up mm-hmm. in a time where this was available.
That's...
And there's people who were performers in the generation before you who
yes.
would have loved such opportunities.
That is
yeah.
such a great point mm-hmm. because I've heard actors, you know, of the generation before me say, we didn't have a Hamilton coming out of school.
Mm.
You know, we didn't have a show to look forward to and hope that we, you know, could be a part of like this.
Many parts.
Exactly.
Many parts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is a blessing. And, you know, we're standing on their shoulders, too, you know, for with being here now, you know. And so I think being a part of this show now, it is all the more important, you know, for us to, that's why I'm glad we're touring. I'm glad we're going to other communities,
right.
you know, because,
that's huge.
you know, seeing folks at the stage door, it's just like, yo, I finally saw a Hamilton that looked like me. You know, people saying that are like, you know, getting messages of like, man, like, I think maybe I can too, because you did, you know? Mm-hmm. And so to me, it that like, if nothing else, like that is worth it to me, because like somebody in the audience is going to write the next thing, you know, somebody in the audience is going to do the next thing or be the next whoever, because of, you know, what we do every night. You know, mm-hmm. we don't know how what we do is going to touch people. You know, the people before me passed that baton to me and all those us, you know, and now we get to pass that baton as well. So that to me is the most humbling part of it all.
And I think it's also that it's a founding father's story, a foundational yeah. story to American history. And it's being told with such diversity.
Yeah.
Lauren, I mean, because that's the part, and you talked about Eliza and how she started, but that's the part that stands out to me. Mm-hmm. By the way, I want to ask you this, because you mentioned audience coming mm-hmm. up to you. Billy is special. You know, we consider ourselves to be part of the founding story of this country.
And
we
are.
Absolutely.
Absolutely
yes.
are. Absolutely.
So I just got to ask you, how does the Philly audience compare to some of the other audiences? I know you've only been here a couple of days so far, but does it feel different? Do they respond differently to different parts of the show, Lauren?
It's so amazing when you step on stage. You can kind of feel the energy in the room and mm-hmm. in the house. You're like, you kind of know what you're going to get. And when, you know, Tyler goes on stage and says, you know, Alexander Hamilton, my name is Alexander Hamilton, and you have screaming, or you have immigrants, immigrants, we get the job done, and people start hooping yes. and hollering. It's one of those things where I was like, wow, we are just in the right place right yes. now. Like, thank gosh, they are so responsive to the show. They contribute, they're part of it, and they love it here, which has yeah. been like so amazing. To do this show in that energy is beautiful.
Yeah. Did you feel a difference in Philly from
absolutely.
The other cities you guys have been in? Yeah,
absolutely. Because, you know, we travel to so many different cities, you know, mm-hmm. it's just different kinds of crowds and how they respond to theater. But Philly, yeah, this is the place to do this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So far, the audience has been amazing.
As we get ready to wrap up, we're literally days away from the election mm-hmm. and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We are the center of the political universe right now. And you guys opened a week before the big day.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So what message do you hope audiences take away from Hamilton, take away from your performances, especially in this time of so much political intensity, Tyler?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think it's funny because that conversation has been like one that has been ongoing amongst folks I talk to, you know, and how, what is it like to do the show at this time? And the beautiful thing about like the show, obviously, we're all American citizens going through it too on stage, the ones that are doing it as well. And so there are some things for us that feel different, you know, some lyrics feel different now. Some mm-hmm. moments feel different now because of just what America has been through and what America is in right now. You know, there are moments that will probably be cathartic like they weren't before in years past. And there are moments that might actually make you feel a little uneasy or different just because that's where America is. And that's the beautiful thing about live theater, and that it's living, it's alive. So I guess the biggest thing is like whatever you feel, like I hope that would lead you to the polls. You know, I hope that would lead you, spur you to action.
Because they were taking action.
Yeah.
History was being written as they lived. Final word, Lauren.
Be bold, stand up for what you believe in. And I come from immigrant parents, and I can tell you that they work so incredibly hard, and there's so much love there. And just stand up for your neighbors, be kind to your neighbors, be bold, go to the polls, vote, 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 stand up for what you believe in every minute of every day. What?
That was Tyler Fauntleroy and Lauren Maria Susse, two of the stars of Hamilton, presented by Ensemble Arts Philly, now on stage at the Academy of Music. Thanks so much for joining me for this Studio 2 Extra. While you're here, make sure to rate and review the podcast. Our producers are Debbie Builder, Paige Murray-Bessler, and Andreas Copes. Our executive producer is Kevin McCory. Al Banks engineered this production. From Studio 2 at WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Cherry Gregg. Thanks so much for joining me.